U.S. Airways may be agnostic in this debate, but it is not apathetic, says CEO Doug Parker.
We're highly concerned. So we're not picking sides in the fight, as I said. What we are very focused on is wanting to be sure that the airport remains efficient, remains low cost, so that we can continue to do those things for Charlotte that we've done in the past.
Namely, continue to operate its largest hub here. If the cost to fly out of Charlotte Douglas International were to go up, Parker says U.S. Airways would shift flights somewhere cheaper, and Charlotte's hub status would weaken.
I mean, it's just math.
That is precisely the worst-case scenario invoked by those pushing for the creation of a regional authority to manage the airport. But Parker is clear that he does not suspect that scenario is coming.
What I know is under city control to date, it's been fantastic. And we would anticipate it continue to be fantastic under wherever it ends up.
A far bigger concern, says Parker, is the impending retirement of Jerry Orr, the airport's longtime director. Orr is 72, and it's the city manager's job to replace him. Those discussions have been ongoing for at least a year and become tense at times as Orr has clashed with city officials over airport decisions. Orr hasn't set a retirement date. But when that day comes, Parker says U.S. Airways definitely wants a role in picking a successor.
You know, we're by far the largest carrier here. It's not ours to pick, but we know who the best are. We fly to every airport in the United States, so we know who the people that get it are. So we think our input would be valuable, yeah.
Parker says he has spoken with Mayor Anthony Fox about the airport's future. He also leaves the door open to a more active role for U.S. Airways in the debate over creating an airport authority.
Help me understand why U.S. Airways would not take a side in this authority conversation when it matters so much to you that this airport be run in a certain way, and understanding that if you were to voice your opinion, you could sway this conversation.
Because we're not picking sides because we haven't been involved in the debate as yet. We're getting involved in the debate a little bit now. There's a committee.
Good afternoon, everyone. Like to welcome everyone.
It's the Airport Governance Study Oversight Committee, which Interim City Manager Julie Birch convened yesterday afternoon to basically keep an eye on the consultant who's been hired to do a $150,000 study of this whole airport authority issue. Since the mayor and city council have been clear they don't want the airport taken from their control, this oversight committee is designed to give the study more credibility as an unbiased analysis. It includes people for and against creating an authority. And it includes U.S. Airways Senior Vice President Mike Minerva.
Our concern is that there is a swirl going on around the airport. And we would like to get to a period of calm because what we want to focus on is running the airline and not these broader issues.
These broader issues could be resolved as quickly as they seem to have flared up. The Charlotte City Council is paying a premium to have its study finished by May 1st. Even that may be too late. The bill to create a Charlotte Airport Authority has already passed the state Senate and is likely to come up for state House consideration in the next week or two. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.